It is 3:10. It calls itself the front page of the internet. We're talking about Reddit, the collection of message boards covering nearly every topic imaginable, from world news to funny cat photos. But the site itself has been in the news lately over controversy about the removal of its CEO.
Ellen Powell's resignation came amid death threats and other personal attacks over the direction she was thought to be taking the site. And joining us to talk about it all, USA Today tech columnist Jefferson Graham. Good to have you. Thanks so much.
Happy to be here.
Well, first explain, why exactly is Reddit so popular with its users? Explain how it works.
It is a place that many young men go to talk to other young men. That is the profile. Not a lot of women are there, and they let it all hang out. You know, on Facebook, you go there and you present the best part of your life, and everything is great. And on this site, where you don't have to give your own name, you can just say anything. And so the good part about Reddit is people go there to find out the latest news about things they're interested in, whether it's soccer games, whether it's world politics, whether it's what's happening with Android phones. But it's the comments section that are out of control. And that's what Ellen Powell tried to clean up. And they got very upset about it, and they got rid of her.
Wow.
And they said terrible things about her.
Well, they say terrible things about everyone, yep. Pretty much on Reddit. So people really want the ability to anonymously purge themselves of all this apparent vitriol, right?
Yeah. Now, you know, I spent the weekend working on this and talked to a lot of folks who are on Reddit, and they say that, you know, as always, it's a very small group of loud people. Right, that they are the very, very minute minority of what goes on Reddit. There's, you know, good, good, good. And we met lots of people, and I learned more on Reddit than anywhere else, and a lot of people are really nice, blah, blah, blah. But the subcategory that she wanted to take down was about fat people, quote-unquote fat people, and whether it put pictures up of people that were overweight and it would make fun of them, and then they would target them and message them and things like that. And that's what she was trying to get rid of, and that's what led to her downfall.
Well, then, what is the reaction to all this in the tech community? I mean, it seems like she was taking an action she thought was the best benefit would be to the best benefit of the company.
I think that's an out of control site that probably can't be tamed, and the people that love it that say, you know, just ignore those people and just deal with the positive. That's one school of thought. I don't think that it can be tamed in any way, but on the other side of the coin, so many publications, whether it be the Washington Post, USA Today, BuzzFeed, they live on, if they could get a link in Reddit, their traffic will just go sky high.
Huh. Any final thought about all that, Jefferson?
It's not pretty, and it's an acquired taste. Reddit is an acquired taste. There's very little graphics on it. Teens love it.
All right, Jefferson, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Mm-hmm. Jefferson Graham, tech columnist for USA Today.
314.